Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. We are here with the philosopher. You know, we got the professor.
Will Clark doesn't believe it.
He is the philosopher of baseball. Boy, we get down to the last month of the season. It is something special.
You know, and that's the where you should start. You should all start with your own mind and know how many years do you play this game and how many times in your career do you get a chance to play meaningful games down the stretch. And it just doesn't happen. We've been spoiled and won a couple world championships. And but to be able to play games this time of the year, to get to that point, you've got to enjoy that too.
Flan, excluding the games, of course, of the World Series and getting there as a coach, but as a player, a favorite pennant race for you going into September, learning what you were just talking about?
Yeah, 1984 was the first time that in San Diego that we won the National League pennant and went to the World Series against the New York Yankees, and then they beat us, or the Detroit Tigers, I'm sorry, they beat us, and then the Yankees, as a coach, beat us when we went there in 98. But you learn about the emotion, and you learn about the adrenaline, and you learn about yourself a lot when you're sitting on the bench, and then all of a sudden you watch a game unfold, and you realize that you're going to be hitting, pinch hitting, and be called upon to pinch hit with the game on the line in like the final game of the playoffs, which I had to do and got to do. And you find out about yourself. You find out how you can you breathe, and you take that adrenaline, and it goes into focus rather than fear. And there's no getting around it. Once these games, you start playing games down the stretch or into the playoffs, into the World Series, it can get hard to breathe for people who have never been around it. It gets loud, it can be intimidating, and you've got to really slow it up and breathe and be a part of it and control your thoughts and control your breath.
Boy, great answer from the philosopher. Only he could do this, you know that, because this team has some young players that you will have to work with, the Matt Duffy and, of course, Joe Panik and Andrew Susek. They are now part of the mix in this team.
And that's why the veterans like Jake Peavy and some of our own guys, Bum and Kane and all the ones that have experienced it, they can help out. I remember Pat Burrow, when he came over, it was really one of the guys that brought that to a lot of people's attention in 2010 going down the stretch, and it came to fruition. It really happened, and we had a veteran who had been through it who could explain it a little bit better and how to handle it. And the experience of us playing those games already as a staff and as a core bunch of players here, you live for those games. That if you can play a game on the last day of the season that you have to win, that's a good thing.
You know, isn't it funny? Every season is different. You get off to a tremendous start, then you come back to the pack. All of a sudden now you're sort of righting the ship. And no matter how you get through this meandering season, through all the cattle drive and the stampedes and everything else, you get to those last 30 days of the straightaway, and now basic baseball takes over.
And you're right, and this is what I love. I love because you can't let anything now affect this moment. You can't let yesterday, you can't let 5 minutes ago affect this moment, because it can come down to the last very moment of the game, of the year. We've seen it. And as a coach, I've been a part of it two times now where you had to win on the last day of the season, and 1 year we even played extra innings on the last day of the season. I'm thinking 162 games, and now we're playing extra innings. So every moment is vital, and we have to. If you have a bad at bat, if you have a bad game, well, you got to just wash it off and keep moving, and try to think about it when it's all over with, because we can't worry about anything that's going to take away from our goal of winning this moment.
Do you coach any differently? Of course, third base coach, are you more aggressive, less aggressive, and how do you handle it? Any different?
Our guys are the ones that'll, have to run the bases. They have to get in scoring position. They've got to not miss signs. I don't think it's any different. I think if anything, we all know what's at stake, and sometimes the best way to do that is play with nothing to lose. When you start thinking you have something that you want to hold on to and you're going to do it differently, that usually can bite you. And this way it's best to just lay it out there and make sure when it's all said and done, you can go to sleep and say, I got no regrets. There's nothing else I could have done. I couldn't have prepared harder. I couldn't have played harder. And if you can say that, I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah, you know, the old football, prevent defense. It prevents you from winning.
Yeah, right. You're exactly right. You got to, like Boch said last year, we got to keep pushing all the time and keep our foot on the pedal.
Well, you almost scored this week. You came very close to scoring.
Well, I got an email from Joe Garagiola saying that I can sometimes, he doesn't like me doing that because I confuse the catcher and the umpire. And I wrote him back, if a 57-year-old bald man is confusing them, they might be confused already.
Glenn, always a pleasure. We'll catch up as we get into September a little further down.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for what you do.
Oh, thank you. That's Tim Flannery. More coming up after this on the Sports Leader.